District Council's licensing decision notice. Date of hearing, of course, is today. Members of the panel are listed, and the applicant is listed, the premise address is listed, and the date of application is listed. This is an application for a new premises license under Section 17 of the Licensing Act 2003. The subcommittee has read the material presented to it and has listened to all the evidence and submissions. The subcommittee has considered the national guidance and the statement of the licensing policy and has come to the following decision. The application is approved, subject to conditions now set out below. The permitted opening hours are Sunday to Thursday, 11 a.m. to 23:30 hours. Friday to Saturday is the 1100 hours to 00:30 hours the following morning. These hours apply to each day of the year except for Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, and Sunday's preceding bank holiday. On these days, the hours will be from 11 a.m. to 1:30 the following morning. From the end of the permitted hours on New Year's Eve until the start of the permitted hours on New Year's Day. Licensing activities. Licensing activities applied for are Section 7, provisional film, Section 11, recorded music, Section 14, late night refreshments, and Section 15, alcohol. The hours during which the licensing activities may take place are Sunday to Thursday, 11 a.m. to 2300 hours. Friday and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 00:30 hours the following morning. These hours apply to each day of the year except for Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and Sundays preceding bank holidays. On these days, the hours will be from 11 a.m. to 0100 hours the following morning. From the end of the permitted hours on New Year's Eve until the start of the permitted hours on New Year's Day. Section 11, recorded music. Sunday to Thursday, 11 a.m. to 23:30 hours. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 00:30 hours. Midnight. Can't be at midnight there. That I'll cross off. These hours apply to each day of the year, with the exception of Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, Sunday, preceding bank holiday. On these days, the hours will be 11 to 0100 hours the following morning. And from the end of the permitted hours on New Year's Eve until the start of the permitted hours on New Year's Day. Late night refreshment, again the hours Sunday to Thursday, 11 a.m. to 23:30 hours. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 00:30 hours the following morning. These hours will apply on each day except for Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, Sunday, preceding bank holiday. On these days, the hours will be from 1100 hours to 00:00 the following morning, and from the end of the permitted hours on New Year's Eve until the start of the permitted hours on New Year's Day. Sunday to Thursday, 11 a.m. to 2300 hours, Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. These hours apply for each exception, same Christmas Eve. Do I have to read that again?
No.
Conditions deemed appropriate for the promotion of licensing activities. The subcommittee recognises that conditions will only be imposed on the licence where conditions are appropriate for the promotion of one of the four licensing objectives. The subcommittee will only impose conditions on the licence where relevant representation has been made and it considers that it is appropriate to impose the conditions as a result of these representations. and none were considered appropriate. The conditions proposed by the responsible authorities. The following conditions have been recommended by North Harland District Council Environmental Protection, and these are considered appropriate for the promotion of one of the four licensing objectives, namely the prevention of public nuisance. The designated premise survivor or some other responsible person shall manage, where necessary, any entrance cure external areas of the premises and dispersal of patrons from the premises to ensure that noisy and rowdy behaviour is prevented and therefore noise disturbance to local residents is minimised. Clear and legible notices shall be displayed at the entrance and exit points of all the external areas, including the rear courtyard and areas and of the smoking area of the premises, requesting patrons to respect the need of local residents to keep the noise to minimum. 3. No deliveries or waste collections are made to or from between the hours of 2100 hours to 08 hours on Monday and Saturday and not on Sunday. No patrons are permitted in the rear courtyard between 2100 hours and 1100 hours the following day. Smoking is only permitted in the designated smoking area in the alleyway. 6. Glass bottles must be disposed of in the external reference receptacles between 2100 hours and 0800 hours the following day. 7. The designated premise supervisor shall provide a telephone number to all the local residents who contact him or some other responsible person directly if they are still disturbed by noise from the premises. This telephone number shall be manned, answered, and appropriate action shall be taken to ascertain the issues and reduce the noise forthwith, if appropriate, to minimise the disturbance of the local residents. 8. The existing premises to the alleyway for the smoking and the use of the courtyard shall be made only by the lobby door. The fire exits to the conservatory can only be used in the case of emergency. No recorded music shall be played in the conservatory or the external areas of the premises. The following conditions have been recommended by Hertfordshire Constabulary and are considered appropriate for the promotion of two of the four licensed objectives, namely the prevention of public nuisance and safety. 1. The DPS stroke premises license holders will ensure that viewable and unedited copies of the recordings from the CCTV system will be provided to police no later than 24 hours after request. The DPS or premises license holder will ensure that a minimum of two persons, namely the owner and the DPS and duty manager, are fully trained to access and operate the CCTV system and download copies of the system footage on request to the police officer. Police community support officers, the local authority license officer and training standards officer, one of the persons will be at the premises at all times when the premises should be open to the public. 3. The DPS and premises license holder will ensure that a refusal book is maintained and kept at the premises at all times. 4. The DPS premises and local holder will ensure that the refusal book is made available on inspection on request by the police or the license officer, police officers, the police community officers, local authority, license officers and training standards. 5. The DPS premises license holder will ensure that an incident book is maintained and kept on the premises all time. The DPS premises license holder will ensure that the incident book is made available for inspection on request by the police license officer, police officers, police community support office, local license authority, and training standards. Second, the DPS and premises license holder will ensure that patrons are not allowed to leave the premises with any open vessels. Eight, the DPS and license holder will ensure that there are no persons under 18 on the premises after 2100 hours. Conditions proposed by the applicant. This license will be subject to the conditions that are consistent with the terms offered by the applicant in order to promote the four license objectives set out in section 18 of the application. Effects of failure to comply with the conditions explained to the applicant. The effect of failure to comply with any of the conditions attached to license or certificate is a criminal offence, which upon conviction will result in unlimited fine or up to 6 months imprisonment or both. Statutory guidance for consideration. Subcommittee has taken into account the guidance issued under section 182 of the License Act 2003, April 2018 version, in reaching its decision. It has found the following sections to be particular reference to reaching this decision. I don't need to read all those out, you will have them on your copy. Licensing policy considerations. The subcommittee has taken into account North Wales District Council statement and licensing policy in reaching their decision. It has found that the following sections be of particular reverence in reaching their decision. Again, there's a whole list of numbers there which you will receive. Rationale for decision. The subcommittee were encouraged by the applicant's reduction in the hours applied for and felt that they were appropriate to meet the four licensing objectives. Having listened to all the submissions made during the course of the hearing, the subcommittee were confident that the applicant was dedicated to fostering harmonious relation with his neighbours and accepted his assurance that he would take a proactive approach to monitoring noise levels without the need of an expensive noise limiter equipment, which the subcommittee did feel were appropriate or proportional to in the circumstances. Commencement, of course, will be from this decision. Rights of review. At any stage following the grant of the premise licences, a responsible authority such as the police or any other person may be affected by the premises may ask for licence authority to review the licence because of a matter arising on the premises connection with any of the four licences. The review is a request for the council to look at the existing licence and decide whether its conditions are adequate to meet the four licence objectives under the licensing act. So it's down to you if you'd just say.
I won't put you down and thank you very much.
Chair, yes. Can I just clarify the hours?
Opening hours or licensing hours?
Well, my interpretation of what you said is the licensing hours are the same on a Friday and Saturday as the opening hours on a Friday and Saturday.
So the opening hours on a Friday and Saturday are 11 o'clock in the morning until half past midnight.
Or half past midnight, yeah.
Yeah, and the licensable activities are exactly the same, or a bar for sale of alcohol. Supply of alcohol is until half an hour before closing. So on a Friday and Saturday it's until midnight, meaning that there would be a half an hour gap where drinking, where supply of alcohol would cease and the pub would close to allow for drinking at the time.
Okay, so just to clarify then, that the all the licensing activities finish at the same time as the closing times, except the sale of alcohol, which is half an hour before.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right, you need to sign this.
I didn't.
No, we didn't.
No,
we didn't.
No, to make it legal. You need to get to the car.
Once we sign this, as Mark said, it's legal. It goes on the website.